Isaiah chapter 5. I will sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard upon a fruitful hill, and he dug it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and he built a tower in the midst of it, and also hewed out a winepress therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What was there yet to do to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now, let me tell you what I am about to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be eaten up. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trodden under foot, and I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned nor cultivated, but there shall come up briars and thorns, and I will command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah the plant of his delight. And he looked for justice, and behold, bloodshedding, for righteousness, and behold, a cry. Woe unto them that add house to house, that join field to field until there is no more room, and that ye dwell yourselves alone in the midst of the land. In mine ears Jehovah of hosts hath said, many houses shall assuredly become a desolation, great and excellent ones, without inhabitant. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield an ephah. Woe unto them that, rising early in the morning, run after strong drink, that linger till twilight, till wine inflameth them, and harp and lyre, tambour and flute and wine are in their banquets. But they regard not the work of Jehovah, nor do they see the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are led away captive from lack of knowledge, and their nobility die of famine, and their multitude are parched with thirst. Therefore doth Sheol enlarge its desire, and open its mouth without measure, and her splendor shall descend into it, and her multitude, and her tumult, and all that is joyful within her. And the mean man shall be bowed down, and the great man brought low, and the eyes of the lofty shall be brought low. And Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and the holy God hallowed in righteousness. And the lambs shall feed as on their pasture, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as with cart ropes, who say, let him hasten, let him speed his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and intelligent in their own esteem. Woe unto them that are mighty for drinking wine and men valiant to mix strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and turn away the righteousness of the righteous from them. Therefore, as a tongue of fire devoureth the stubble, and dry grass sinketh down in the flame, their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. For they have rejected the law of Jehovah of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of Jehovah kindled against this people, and he hath stretched out his hand against them, and hath smitten them. And the mountains trembled, and their carcasses are become as dung in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up a banner to the nations afar off, and will hiss for one from the end of the earth. And behold, it will come rapidly and lightly. None among them is weary, none stumbleth, they slumber not, nor sleep. None hath the girdle of his loins loosed, nor the thong of his sandals broken. Their arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent. Their horses' hoofs are reckoned as the flint, and their wheels as a whirlwind. Their roaring is like a lioness. They roar as the young lions. Yea, they growl, and snatch the prey, and carry it away safe, and there is none to deliver. And they shall roar against them in that day like the roaring of the sea. And if one look upon the earth, behold darkness and distress, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof.